nothing happened. He was sat in front of me. I was sat behind him. I noticed that he had put an improper statement in a court document. I asked him why he had done that without speaking to me. He said, "Who are you?" I said, "Well, you will know me," meaning he will know me in 2023 because I plan on running against him, and I left. Then I heard that he had lied to the magistrate, that I had threatened him, that I had assaulted him. So I went to him to ask him, "I mean, why would you lie to a magistrate? And if I'd actually assaulted you, why didn't you report to the police?" And then an hour later, police came to arrest me. I didn't touch the boy. I didn't threaten the boy. I don't need to threaten the boy. He lies that he doesn't know me. We go to the same church when I'm in Gweru. He knew me when I ran in the ZANU-PF primaries. He was in the MDC primaries for the same seat, so he knew me. He knew me when I was part of the team representing the president at the Constitutional Court. He's a lawyer for the MDC. Of course, he would know the lawyers from Mnangagwa. So he is lying. I mean, the boy is simply lying.
Why would he lie that you actually did something bad to him?
Because they are desperate. They are flailing. The case that he is supposed to be defending, which he shouldn't be doing, because as a politician, you should not be defending another politician in a legal case, because then you tend to emotionalize things. They don't have a defense. So he put in a defense in there to politicize the case further by suggesting that I was manufacturing evidence against his client, which is completely false. So he saw this as an opportunity to further politicize the issue. He probably wants to then demonstrate that, oh, we reported this man to the police, and then the police did nothing, but the police did something. And I'm sure right now he's probably saying, oh, he will never be prosecuted. But I've been told by the police and the prosecution that I am going to be prosecuted. So this is political machination, nothing to do with the truth, nothing to do with the law, everything to do with fighting a political battle, and this is what he's doing. I have been defamed. Not only that, he has spread falsehoods that are injurious to my name and reputation, with the result that I will now find it very difficult to do work in this country. There are no lawyers who are going to be briefing me if they think that this is how I practice my law, that I go around beating up fellow professionals. So he is costing me business, he has damaged my reputation, and I am suing him for defamation and injurious falsehood. For defamation, I'm asking for $308,083. For damage to my business, I'm asking for $2,460,010.